Hey, we're doing the right after Berachas Torah, so you're making a Berachas Mitzvah. So right after you make a Berachas Mitzvah, you have to do the Mitzvah right away. You can't have a hefzik between making a Bracha and doing the Mitzvah. So we right away have to learn a piece of Torah. And it's best if when you do these, the Bracha Shemishmeracha and Eil Dram Shein Shir, if you do it with understanding, because that should actually be learning. You just made a Bracha on learning, so it's better if you understand and you think about what you're saying. So for that, we'll explain a little bit what some of these pieces mean. It says in the Gemara in Kiddushin, La'olam yishalish adam she'osav shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. A person should do a third of his learning in Tanakh, a third of his learning in Mishnah, a third of his learning in Gemara. So that's why we're picking a piece from the Chumash. That's the Birkas Kohanim, Birkas Shemeshmeracha. Then we're picking a Mishnah from Mesechus Peah, the beginning, Il Dvarim She'Elam Shir. And then we have a Braisa from the Gemara Mesechus Shabbos, Il Dvarim She'Adam Ocha Periseyam Ba'olam Hazeh. So that's why you have a third of each one of those things.
Push it straight out like that. Why is
our
schedule so
skewed? So, because Tosa says, because the Gemara Bavli, the Gemara itself, includes within it. Why is it called Bavli? Because it's Me'urav, it's Mabubal, it's like mixed together, Pesukim, Mishnayis, and Gemara together. So you to everything with that. But no, for sure a person should take out Tanzan and Tanakh and also Mishnayis. Also, Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah and Maseches Brachos say, so that since there were three Birchas at Torah, so one was Keneged Torah, one was Keneged Mishnayis, one was Keneged Gemara, that's also why we have like a piece of every one of those three. Another reason why I saw brought down, why do we choose Birkas Kohanim? Why do they choose? Well, now when they're doing the Pesukim, first of all, we need a set of three Pesukim, just like when you have an Aliyah in the Torah, a Kriyas HaTorah, an Aliyah can't be less than three Pesukim. So to over here, if you're using Pesukim to be Yotzi, the limud of your Bracha, you need at least a group of three Pesukim. So we choose Birkas Kohanim, first of all, because it's very nice to have Birkas Kohanim. It's like a good simon to bring Bracha onto Klai Yisrael, onto yourself. And so another idea pointed out that if you count the letters in Birkas Kohanim from Yivrach Hashem Vishmerachat till Yosem Shalom, there's supposed to be 60 letters. I didn't check it, but I saw there's supposed to be 60 letters, and that's Keneged Shas, all the Keneged the Masechtos and Shas that were being Ramis to over here in terms of what is it that a person needs to learn. Then we have a Mishnah and a Braisa, and both of them seem to be focusing us in on something that's very important to keep at the forefront of your head during the day. And particularly important to point out right now that we just said Birchas HaTorah, something having to do with Limud HaTorah. So Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir, the following things on the list have no shir to them, meaning any amount, the more you give, you're getting the mitzvah, and even if you give the smallest amount, you're also getting the mitzvah. Obviously, you're getting more mitzvah the more you give, but even on the smallest amount, you're yotze. So one of the things in that list, the end of the list, is Talmud Torah. So first of all, it's important to point that out right now, because even though, yeah, you just made Birkas HaTorah, and we're giving you a little piece of Torah now to be yotze with right away, so there shouldn't be a hefzik, don't think that now you just finished your mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's Ein Lam Shir. No matter if you would be learning all day and all night, you would be getting mitzvah Talmud Torah the entire time. So it's important for us to point that out, that don't think that, hey, now you're done with Talmud Torah for this. But also the fact that we're just bringing this also is a little bit of a hint that even this, you would be yotze the mitzvah, even with the smallest amount, like Peah. A person has to leave a corner of his field for the aniyim. But on the Torah level, there's no amount that you have to leave. You could leave your entire field and call all of that Peah, or you can give even one kernel of one of your grains, and that could be your Peah. Yotze with any amount. Bikurim also, from your first fruits, you could bring one fruit, or you could bring all of your fruits for Bikurim. What's Re'ayon? That's talking about the mitzvah Re'iyah, like when you have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So why don't we call it Re'ayah? Why is it Re'ayon? Why is it Re'ayah? So I saw Rav Shteyman says, because since the mitzvah is both to be seen and to see, you have to see the Beis HaMikdash and be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, so the word Re'ayon includes within it you're seeing and you're being seen. It wasn't clear to me what is the thing that has no shir by Re'ayon. One place that I saw, it sounded like how much you bring as a korban. You have to bring a korban ola. So how much you bring for that korban ola, for ola sur'iya, has no shir to it. It could be one, it could be your whole flock that you bring. Gemilas chasadim, ein lam shir, meaning you could be doing chesed all day long and every one of that would be a mitzvah of chesed. But even the smallest amount of chesed, you just smile at your friend in the morning, you just say good morning, you just fix his farm and make it a little bit neater, you pick up the pencil that he just dropped. Even the smallest amount of things, that's already gemilas chasadim, that ein lam shir. And Talmud Torah also, let's say somebody says, I don't have time to learn all day. Okay, fine, so learn for an hour. I don't have an hour to learn all day. So, okay, fine, so read one sentence. Read even one word. The Gra says that Talmud Torah doesn't have a shir, meaning if you learn, you could learn all day and all night, and the mitzvah still continues. But even on one word, just like one kernel, yotzei for peya, one fruit, bikurim, one word of Talmud Torah, you're already yotzei and already getting a mitzvah of limud Torah, even just on one word. So if Shteyman had a whole bunch of questions on that, not asking against it, but just what actually is captured in that. Let's say if you were to learn something in English, it would take more words to explain the idea. So are you going to get more schar than had you learned it in Hebrew, which took less words to that idea? Or does everything go after the Hebrew language? Had you said that in Hebrew, this is how many words it would have taken you, and therefore that's how many mitzvot you get. Or another question that he asks is, there are some words that don't mean anything by themselves, and it needs to be with another word. Like, he doesn't give examples, maybe like the word S. S, you know, Aleph Tav doesn't really mean anything. So does that count, or does that not count as a mitzvah? Another question he said, when you're thinking Torah, are you getting the mitzvah of Limud Torah also per word? Or the only thing that separates the mitzvah per word is when you speak it out, but when it's in your head, not that way. But I saw he says in another sefer that even when you're thinking, you get a mitzvah per word, because he points out that there's a famous calculation that the Chafetz Chaim makes, that a person could say around 200 words a minute. So one minute of Torah learning, you're learning Gemara, and you're reading and explaining whatever it is, you'll get around 200 mitzvahs per minute, the Chafetz Chaim says. And about every one of those mitzvahs, we say Talmud Torah Kenei Kulam, it's worth more than all the other mitzvahs. So I saw Rav Shteyman pointed out, but if you're thinking Torah, you could say more than 200 words per minute. And therefore, it's not, in other words, So from that thing that he said, it sounds like he takes a devar pashat that it goes per word even when you're thinking. So, okay. Anyway, so that's an important thing with the Talmud Torah, that even on one word, that's what Ein Lam Shir means. There's no Shir Lamala and there's no Shir Lamata. Keep on going, and even the smallest amount, it's all the mitzvah. Elu Dvarim She'adam, now we have the Braisa from Masechet Shabbos. Elu Dvarim She'adam Ocha Perasehem Ba'olam Hazeh. Karen Kayemes La'olam Haba. So, in general, we say Schar Mitzvah B'Haya Malaka. There's no Schar for mitzvahs in this world, that the value of a mitzvah is beyond anything that this world can give to you to repay you for the mitzvah. Therefore, Hashem saves all the Schar for your mitzvahs for the next world, because it's always going to be a better situation for you. In other words, even if we would give you all the pleasure this world has to offer for one mitzvah, that already would be shortchanging you for what you really could get in the next world for even just one mitzvah. And that goes for every single word of Talmud Torah. But a person does like to live nicely in this world and have a comfortable world, you know, life. So that's why this brisa is very valuable to us, because let's say I want to do things and I get this enormous eternal schar in the next world, but I also want it to help me a little bit in this world too. So here you have a list of things that a person could eat the fruits of these mitzvahs in this world, but the principle, the karen, the ikar schar of it, is still waiting for him in the next world. He didn't subtract from it by benefiting from it in this world. I heard an example, like a mashal for that. It sounds like you could work in a business, and part of like the conditions that you have is, you know, the coffee machine is always available to you, the water machine, some places, if it's a good company, you even have an open cafeteria, you could take food, you know, whenever it is that you want. There's a whole bunch of perks. They send you on a business trip, you can go out to eat. So when you're doing the right thing in this world, which is the things in this list, so then you get the fruits of them in this world. I mean, you get the different perks of the job that don't subtract from your salary. They're just like side benefits within the job. So that's a mashal that I heard for the things over here in this list. But it's interesting to point out that the Gra says in Evan Shlema, the Sefer Evan Shlema, that tzaddikim try not to even get the peros, the schar of the peros of their mitzvahs in this world. They try to save even the peros for the next world. In other words, if a person limits his intake of hana'ah, of pleasure in this world, he could even save the fruit rewards of his actions for the next world. And that's what tzaddikim want to do, the Gra says. Steinman points out, if you look at this list of mitzvos, that you eat the pears in this world and the karen lasts till the next world, most of them are ben adam l'chaveiro. Let's read it. Elohim kibra v'aim, Gemilas chasadim includes within it also tzedakah, but also all other types of chesed. Gemilas chasadim is something you could do to people that are alive or dead. You could do to rich people, you could do to poor people. And you could do not just with your money, you could do it also with your body. Gemilas chasadim. Vashkamas besamidah shacharis v'arvis, what you're all doing right now, when you come early to the base midrash, you come before davening, you come before Seder starts, you're being mashkim, you're coming early to the base midrash, before shacharis, before arvis, for that you get the peros of that, benefit from that in this world, you see benefits from that in your lifetime now, and also in the next world. Vachnasas orchim, bringing guests to your home. Ubikur cholim, Vachnasas kala, marrying, well, helping people get married and being mesamech them. Ulevayas hameis, be malava, a dead person to be buried. Be'iyun tefila, davening with kavana. So in this shir, hopefully you'll get peros in this world and care in the next world for two of those things, or three of the things of this, because it's also Talmud Torah. It's also Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So we're knocking three things in this list. Lavah shalom ben ad chaver, you bring shalom between two people. You sense that there's an argument between people, and you try to do things to help bring them back together. Definitely not make one person upset another person by telling them lashon hara, but then that would be the opposite of this. But Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, Talmud Torah is equivalent to all that is worth more than all the mitzvahs put together. The Gemara Yerushalmi says, "V'kol chafetzecha lo yishvu va," that all of the things that you own and all the mitzvahs that you do don't even equal one word of the Torah. The Gemara Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says, and the Tosefta in Peah says, that this list is also true for the negative. In other words, that there are certain averos, and the Peah brings a list of them, I think, that you get punished for them in this world, and the principle of the punishment is still left untouched, that you continue to get punished for in the next world. And just like when it came to the mitzvahs here, most of them are beta no chavero things, also over there, most of the things that you're punished for in this world, and the principle of it waits for you still in the next world to be punished, are beta adam no chavero things. And the Rush says on this brisa that we see from here that what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants even more is the beta adam no chavero. So that's it makes sense that we should start our day with this teaching, with, you know, Torah in mind. It helps to focus you on the day of what you want to invest your time in. One more quick thing that I left out, we're not making brachos yet, is Ya'er Hashem Pana Ve'elacha V'chuneka, Yisa Hashem Pana Ve'elacha V'simcha Shalom. What's the difference between Ya'er Hashem Pana Ve'elacha, you should shine His face upon you, and Yisa Hashem Pana Ve'elacha? What's the difference? Why is that not repetitive? So the Gemara in Brachos says, Yisa Hashem Pana Ve'elacha is referring to Hashem gives you things even that you're undeserving of. Because the Malachim turned to Hashem and says, I thought you're not supposed to show favoritism, but you say, Yisa Hashem Pana Ve'elacha, you show favoritism to Klai. So Hashem says, well, I told them they only have to make brachos on this amount, and they make brachos even on that amount. In other words, Klai Yisrael go lefnim mishur sadin, they go beyond the letter of the law. And for me, so it makes sense that I should give them things even that they're undeserving of. So that's what Yisa Hashem is. So then what's Yar Hashem Pana Ve'elacha? So Steinman says that Yar Hashem Pana Ve'elacha must be that he gives you what you deserve, but he gives it to you with like Ha'aras Panim. He gives it to you with a smile. Sometimes you can get something and it come in a good way. Sometimes it can come in a bad way. Let's say you need it to rain. It can come raining in a super inconvenient way, or it can come raining in a very helpful way, in a very convenient way. So Hashem gives you the things that are good for you to have, that you deserve, with Ha'aras Panim. That's Yar Hashem Panav Elecha. And Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, that gives you even more than what you deserve. Shkoyach.